At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you keep fighting a good fight. You keep running your race, and you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah forevermore, and you be very generous and helpful to plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up, giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for grace and mercy, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. Let us just thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out everywhere we go. So much going on all over the place. So thank God for his safety, for his protection, for his hand on us. Amen. Gotta protect him all the time. You gotta praise him all the time, because he just protects us everywhere we go, and we just don't be grateful enough for it, all right? So we gotta appreciate things better, all right? More praising, less complaining. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Most definitely. Thank you all for listening, supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord. Iron sharpens iron. Gladness of heart. Merry-hearted. Joyful. Rejoicing. All of that. Harmony. Peace. Love. Unity. Much more. Okay. So shouts to all the brothers and sisters. All four corners of the earth fighting this good fight of faith. Amen. Much love to you all. Most definitely, welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. We are engrafted in. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Praise the Almighty, true and living God forevermore. Yes, yes, y'all. Call on his name. Cry out to him. Sing a new song. Rejoice, dance, clap your hands, stomp your feet, play an instrument. Praise him how you praise him. Worship in truth and spirit and serve him with gladness and joy. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back for a people who are spotless. He is coming back for a people who are with no wrinkle, no blemish, no nothing. So let us always get going with the washing of the water by the word. And he has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father, okay? So always stay ready, keep your lamps and your oils, and stay on point for the Most High, and keep working for the Lord. Keep putting your hands to the plow for the kingdom of heaven. Keep winning those souls. Keep spreading the gospel, amen. Great commission, all of that. Double portion blessings your way, okay? Hundredfold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Yes, yes, so. In today's message, we're just going to go through this news roundup. Go through each news tabloid, and then from there, we'll close out with a priestly blessing. We'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. So, yeah, we'll go through this news roundup. Plenty of things going on all four corners of the earth, so let us always be aware of what's going on spiritually and earthly as well, okay? Let us not be too righteous or too wise, or else we'll ruin ourselves. Let us always, you know, be alert, sober, stay up to game, stay updated on everything, okay? Near you and beyond your reach, all right? So, let's see what we have here. Swiss glaciers are getting 10% smaller in 2 years in Switzerland. Okay. Let's see. Biden impeachment is a process that's going on right now. Let's see what we have here. Biden impeachment inquiry live updates. House Republicans hold first hearing. Wow. Okay. There might be a government shutdown. All right. Because Congress and the way they vote and all things. So that might affect every federal worker and everything going on in America. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Russia's Air Force has lost 90 planes in Ukraine and is becoming less formidable by overworking its jets, United Kingdom Intel says. The Pentagon are coming up with more killer robots, which is causing more major concerns. All this crazy technology and robots and artificial intelligence is getting really weird. All right. So we know it's sports. Damian Lillard has been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Big three-team deal. Shocked everybody. So all the basketball fans out there looking forward to this upcoming season. WNBA playoffs are continuing. NFL is continuing. All right. Baseball going on. So with sports news, politics, let's see what we have here. Not nearly enough. IEA says fossil fuel demand will peak soon, but urges faster action. All right, let's see what we have going on here. Just a little environment news, you know. People trying to be eco-friendly, you know, what have you. But we live in a very polluted earth, so a lot of these problems affect the birds, the water, the air we breathe, and us as well, okay? Gaza-Israel tensions spiral amid closures and clashes, okay? Let's see what we have here. Elon Musk says the shoplifting epidemic is giving him late-stage Roman Empire vibes. America is going full Joker. I mean, yeah, you go on your timeline on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, especially Twitter, especially, you just see videos of people just shoplifting, man, just running through these stores, especially like in California, obviously, with their laws and stuff, but also throughout Philly and, you know, Atlanta, all types of cities, man. You know, people are just doing what they do, man, all right? We in perilous times. We in the end days. We in the last days. We're in the days of Noah, so a lot of more corruption and weird stuff going to keep happening these last times, okay? Let's see what we have here. China has poured billions into Africa's infrastructure. Is it now tightening the tap? Costa Rica president orders state of emergency amid surge of migrants heading to the U.S. Yeah, you see a lot of people headed to Florida, Texas, New York, you know, stuff like that. So let's see what we got going on here, man. So it's a lot going on, man. So much to cover, you know. See what we have here. The U.S. government estimates economy grew last quarter at 2.1% rate, unchanged from previous projection. Too much screen time at a young age linked to higher likelihood of development delays. Got to be very careful when you're giving children and babies and tablets and stuff, y'all. Got to be very careful with that, okay? All right, all right. 60% of U.S. consumers across all income levels are living paycheck to paycheck. Times are really hard and challenging out here, so, you know, it's a lot going on, people. More tropical storms coming through as well. U.S. businesses see cyber attacks decrease, still too high to sustain. You start to see a lot of type of stories like hackings and systems and databases getting hacked, so be careful with your information on the internet, people, all right? All right, y'all, so that's just the news roundup for the week, all right? Just wanted to just touch base on a few little things then and there. And, you know, just make sure we always stay aware, alert, and sober, and watch for everything going on. Let us not be fearful, all right? The enemy likes to put fear in people. We are strong, bold people of courage and of faith. We trust in the Lord through it all, amen? So we know that times will get worse, but let our personal lives get better for the Lord. Let us help other people personalize with Christ, amen? So let's keep leading people to the Lord and constantly stay on this narrow path of fighting the good fight in these end times. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So there you have it. What I'd love to do as I close out this message is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to praise the Lord no matter how it's looking outside. Amen. We praise Him and trust in Him. Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the Advocate, the Almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, Jesus, the judge, King eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, King of Saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my good refuge. Most definitely, the Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is awesome, excellent, and amazing. Very majestic he is. The Lord our God is one. There's no other like him. Most definitely. Yes, yes. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahaya Shai, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. Yes, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Have to please him with faith and obedience. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation with no problem. With that outstretched arm, that mighty hand, that finger of God, he could turn around real quick, real easy. Believe that. Call on him, cry out to him, trust him, sing to him, praise him, worship him. You call on the Lord, he'll show you great mighty things. Amen. We touch and agree. We in agreement and alignment with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, y'all, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows. He is sustainer. He is a sufficient one. He is the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, a Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector, the Resurrection, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Perfect Example, the Radiant One, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone to Build is rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Yes, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua, the word of the consuming fire. His word is purifying silver, refined seven times, just as David said in Psalms. His word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, he is excellent. His blood cleaned up our mess. Most definitely, he is the seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy, the order of Melchizedek. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new attitude, new habits, new routines, new mindset, new life, life in abundance, double portion blessings, fresh starts, new beginnings, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing. All right, new revelations, new signs and wonders and miracles in your life forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let's close out with the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Pray that you all get baptized and stay strong and start your life over. Have a new life. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.